SBS στα ελληνικά.
It was an amazing lecture. I really enjoyed it, and the crowd too. Let's talk about the young onset dementia. Is it a big problem?
It's not a common problem, but it's big enough for the people who have it, and it's a huge problem for people and their families who have.
You mentioned a few numbers in for Victoria and for Australia.
So it's estimated about 6,000 people in Victoria and maybe 25,000 people in Australia have dementia under the age of 65. That's 25,000 too many, obviously. The dementia in older people is much commoner. Our services are largely geared up for those older people, not for the younger ones.
How can someone be diagnosed today of young onset dementia? Is it hard?
It's hard if, obviously, if people don't go to the doctor and attribute their problems to stress or depression. GPs will see a lot of young people who feel their memory is not good, and most of them don't have dementia. So it's about going, seeing a GP who's aware of this problem and is aware of where to refer.
And you mentioned that there is a journey until someone, and it takes years. And I mean, the journey starts from their GP, and then they
starts with the GP, and then usually it could be a psychiatrist or a neurologist or a neuropsychiatrist, but someone who has expertise in these conditions, because they're not the same as dementia in older people. Many of these younger onset dementias have other problems associated with them, medical or neurological, and it needs very specific expertise to understand it.
You said that there are a lot of cracks in the system, you know. What can we do?
Look, it's a difficult question because we have to allocate our health resources, and there are many conditions that are very common and there are conditions that are rare. At least if there was some acknowledgement that there are these cracks and an acknowledgement that we, you know, something can be done, even if it's a small sort of service that is dedicated to this group of people, because we actually don't have a dedicated service for Victoria. It's a historical development that my unit has started to see people because there's no one else to see them.
Για περισσότερες ιστορίες και συζήτηση, επισκεφτείτε το SBS Greek στο Facebook.